Is it politically correct, but to call it a sissy bar anymore on a bicycle? I mean, can you call it a sissy bar?
Sure. Sure, it's politically correct because it's not talking about a boy who's lighting the loafers. It's talking about your sister because she would sit on the back of your back and hold on to that bar. There's nothing effeminate about that bar. Everybody had one. You weren't cool unless you had a sissy bar on your back.
So you're saying it's because it was sissy.
Yeah, sister.
Sissy bar.
Sure.
I thought it was always like a sissy bar. Like, you were a sissy if you had one.
But everybody had one.
I didn't have one.
You weren't a sissy.
That's right.
You've tuned into Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than worrying about a bad blood test.
It's better
than when the girl you like says you're a pest.
It's better
than not knowing how much you are blessed.
It's better
than insomnia.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night.
I hate when I fall asleep and I'm asleep, or like I'm almost in that state where I'm like sort of still in between sleep. I haven't got to that deep sleep, but I'm not exactly awake. And then all of a sudden something wakes you up, or you step in that hole. You ever step in that hole? What's that about?
What hole?
It's like you never like almost get to sleep, and then like you're thinking about something, and then all of a sudden you step in a hole and your whole body jerks.
Oh, you feel like you're falling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you're awake.
Yeah.
You're done, man.
I actually sometimes
might as well turn on Johnny Carson.
I actually sometimes get into a cycle where I'll fall asleep for like 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then wake up. And then I can go to sleep for like an hour.
Well, that's the same sort of thing without the stepping in the hole
business. And then that'll happen for like a week.
It'll drive
me insane. Yeah.
Golly. No, I couldn't handle that.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. It's like biting your side of your mouth or your tongue or something.
You keep biting it because it swells up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you get a hangnail in this part of your nail down here at the bottom. Ow. You know, the skin. It's not a hangnail. It's like the skin right down at the bottom sometimes. Or like, and then if you get caught every time you stick it in your pocket. You know what I mean?
Ow.
And it bends it backwards. Yeah, I hate that.
Oh. Or like when you get your ears caught in a screen door.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hate that. Whoa, man. Or like when you're running and it's like an almost nighttime. It's like real, it's like dusk.
Yeah.
And you're running and you don't see the barbed wire fence, you know? And
oh,
you
yeah.
just run in and the little barbs poke you right in the eye.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Or when you stick your tongue to those metal ice trays.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then part of your tongue comes off on the tray. It's like, man, that hurts. I hate when that happens.
Yeah. What were we doing?
Oh, I don't know.
You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Medical comment? Medical what? What was it do?
Medical bills.
Medical bills and marijuana comments.
Yes. That's the show.
That's the show.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Or you know what else? It's when like you sit down and you're just to eat that pot of beans and it smells so good and it's cold outside and you're like, oh man, this is gonna be good. You get your spoon and you say your prayers and you can't wait and you dip them in, and you stick them in your mouth and it burns. It burns immediately. It burns your tongue and burns the top of your mouth and you're not able to enjoy the rest of your meal.
Oh, yeah.
And you're tasting that burnt taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you might as well just.
I used to get that with pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah, like the
you burn your mouth on pizza?
Yeah.
How hot was your pizza? How good was your delivery boy?
No. It was the when you buy the pizzas in the store.
Oh, what are they called?
I don't know. The little cardboard
Tony,
ones.
The Tony party pizzas.
The cardboard ones.
And, yeah, the Tony
and
party
pizzas.
You
put pizzas. Them in there, and they got that the grease that settles on the top of them.
Yeah, and they bubble up in the microwave.
But you're so hungry by the time you eat it that you just take it right out and cut it up and you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it burns the top of your mouth. Yeah.
All that cheese.
Yeah. That's not any good.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts.
So.
Yeah.
So medical bills. You want to do that first? Or you want to do the marijuana comments?
Marijuana comments.
Okay. Well, four shows ago? Last week. We did a show on marijuana because somebody emailed us and asked us to discuss the topic. And we've got a couple comments in from that show. Actually, yes. The day the show aired, there was...
It was a hot topic.
Yes, it was.
And surprisingly, it wasn't really hot topic in the form of the fact that there was a lot of debate.
Yeah.
There was just a lot of people willing to throw in their 2 cents about it.
That's all.
So this is one. You want me to read it?
It says, Paul says, not all things are beneficial. For me, food is a problem. For me, time management is a problem. I think the best comment was about how in the Garden of Eden, all things were good. Now, in the fallen state of our world, we pervert every good and perfect thing in this world. Now, for not so funny story, see the forum.
Yeah, this was an email comment, and then there was in the forum. There's a whole thread about this with some more things we won't go into. You can go there and read them. MyLifeMinistries.org/forums. Got another comment in through email. It was, what does Paul say about marijuana? He says, I agree. I guess that was the name of the show, wasn't it?
Yes.
He says, I agree with your comments on the subject of marijuana, especially comparing alcohol with herbs. The Bible states in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, as well as in others, that God made all seed-bearing herbs for the use of man. I think, too, it is much more tolerable than a drunk drinking beer or a wine or wine or hard liquor. I also agree that if it were legal, I would partake for medical reasons instead of the 7 different medications that I am taking each day now for various afflictions that I suffer with. As a Christian, I agree that we should not, that we should abstain because it's illegal, I guess, which is what we said in our show.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So it was good. I thought it was.
Yeah, it was good. It stirred up some comments.
Yeah, and I actually, you know, because when I see these comments come in, I get like an email says there should have been a new comment, and I'm thinking, okay, here we go.
Yeah. Oh boy, somebody's going to slam us. But these weren't slams.
No, they were good. They were good.
And even in the forum, there was very little judgment. There wasn't a lot of judgment. It was just, you know, my 2 cents about it. They were personal stories. They weren't telling us we're going to hell for having a show about marijuana, which is kind of what I was expecting at least one of those.
Yeah.
At least some. So see, our listeners are so cool and so great that they got it.
Yeah, yeah.
They got it.
Yeah. So that's good. So keep those coming, though. Keep those coming. If you do have an opinion, send them in.
Yeah, we want to hear your opinions.
Yeah, we'll read them.
We don't want to hear that we're going to hell, but we do want to hear your opinions. And your stories.
That's right.
Now
there's one other email comment. I know you're just dying to read this, and it's been on the chart here for a little while, and we haven't gotten around to it.
Oh, yeah.
But Todd Hatfield wrote about a show that we had previously. Mm-hmm. What was that? It was the
Squirrel Hall of Fame. That's our Hall of Fame sounder.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Because we had William Shatner in our Hall of Fame.
Can we stop that?
That he had some other contestants that we should consider.
Okay.
Okay. He has Michael Landon, but we've already voted him in. Michael Landon's already in. So
yeah, but he's got him down there for Bonanza. In case we didn't cover this before, it's Bonanza,
the Little House on the Prairie. In case you haven't heard the show, the premise is that that an actor had to be in 3 hit television shows,
okay,
as different characters. Uh-huh. In other words, you know, Kelsey Grammer doesn't count because Cheers and Frasier were the same character,
right?
Okay, so 3 different characters, 3 different television shows. Hit television shows.
Yeah. Then they would go into
the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And our example was William Shatner because he was in Star Trek, and
T.J. Hooker,
and Boston Legal. Okay,
yeah. This has generated a lot of submissions. I think.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And then Michael Landon was the other one, a legitimate one. Bonanza, Little House, and Highway to Heaven. Okay, So reality shows don't count. Game shows don't count. No. Hosting a show as yourself in any form doesn't count. Okay. So the two that he did add were Robert Conrad, okay, Hawaiian Eye. I never heard of it.
No. Is that Hawaii 5-0? Hawaiian Eye.
I don't know what that is. Okay. Never heard of it. Wild Wild West and Baa Baa Black Sheep.
Now, Baa Baa Black Sheep I've heard of.
Baa Baa Black Sheep I used to watch. That was when he was the pilot.
But Wild Wild West, I'm not sure.
Wild Wild West, I remember the show, and I do remember it was Robert Conrad, but I never watched it, but I do remember it. And it was a hit then. Okay. So Wild Wild West was, it was like it was James Bond, but in the West. What? It was like, yeah, he was playing the James Bond character, but in a Western, where he had all these little gadgets and stuff. Huh. And yeah, it was really odd. It was an odd show, but it worked. They made it work.
Okay.
And then Baa Baa Black Sheep, he was the pilot in World War II.
Okay.
So those two count. However, I've never heard of Hawaiian Eye. And until somebody can verify that was a hit television show, and I'm not going to Google it. You're going to have to prove to me that was a hit television show. So for right now, we're going to have to vote. We're going to have to vote Conrad out. I'm going to have to vote Conrad out.
Okay.
He's not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. And then what's the other one?
The other one is Robert Wagner. Okay. Now in this one, he says his three shows are It Takes a Thief. Never heard of it. Heart to Heart, which is the only way I know Robert Wagner.
Okay.
Because Heart to Heart, he was in there. That was when they met. It was murder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that show. That was a good show. And then his last one was called Switch, and I've never seen that show either.
Switch.
You ever seen that show, Switch?
No.
No, me neither. So, and then his last one was Michael Landon, but Michael Landon's already in, so I don't know what to tell you. So we're going to have to vote. I mean, they're still up for consideration, but I need to see some proof that The Hawaiian Eye was a hit show, and on Robert Wagner, It Takes a Thief and Switch. What are those? When? How many episodes were there?
Well, this was a...
They have to be able to be picked up after their contract, so it needs to be at least, more than one season long.
Okay, well, Hawaiian Eye aired from 1959
yes
to 1963.
Okay, so that's 4 years.
It's black and white, a total of 134 episodes.
Uh-huh.
It's Warner Brothers Television. And
does it say what it was about? Not that that matters, but... Well, okay. Well, if it was 4 seasons long and there was over 100 episodes, I guess that'd have to be a hit show.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, they didn't they don't give a
okay.
They don't give a premise with the show.
So you want to change and you want to go ahead and vote Robert Conrad in?
Sure. He qualifies.
Well, okay. I never heard of that show though. But yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Robert Wagner is now in the Squirrel Hall of Fame. We'll put him on the wall and of course we'll completely press his nose into our sidewalk.
Robert Conrad.
What'd I say?
You said Robert Wagner.
I meant Robert Conrad. Robert Conrad is now in the Hall of Fame. We'll press his nose into the walk of concrete and Chaz's front yard.
I'm still interested in what it's about. Stars as a detective in Honolulu, Hawaii, fighting crime.
So basically it was Magnum P.I. Before Magnum P.I. was.
Before it was, yeah. It was. Yeah, and even the guy's even got a mustache in here.
Oh, cool! So it was Magnum.
It was pretty much. It pretty much looks like it. Yeah, you got two guys. The cover here shows two guys.
Except he drove a Nash Rambler instead of
a girl and a Hawaiian guy.
Hmm.
Okay. Two suits, a Hawaiian shirt guy and a girl.
Okay, let's move on.
Which isn't that a show? Two suits, a Hawaiian guy and a girl.
No, I think that was the girl to go watching everything.
What?
The girl to go watching everything.
I never heard of that.
You never heard of The Girl to Go Watching Dynamite? Or The Girl and Go Watching Everything?
No.
Oh, those are great shows.
I heard Fistful of Dynamite.
No, that was another movie.
Okay, so our next topic, what?
I got an itch.
Do you have something for
medical
Ruth
bills.
Ann? You have something for Ruth Ann?
Oh, yeah, I do have something for Ruth Ann. She has another one on leprosy.
Good day, my fellow squirrels. We'll need to hear with your verse for the day, Luke 17, 15 through 18. One of them, when he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" All 10 lepers were healed, but only one came back to thank the Lord for his healing. Aren't we all guilty of this at times? We are so busy asking the Lord for things that we forget to be grateful for what he has done for us. And in reality, he has already done the greatest thing of all for us. He died, and through his blood, he opened the gates of heaven for us. Yet we forget to be grateful for all the rest he gives us day in and day out. Let us pray together that we will daily remember to thank our Savior for all that he has given us in our lives. Benedicciones a Dios. Back to this wonderfully zany and pesky squirrel sitting quietly at the main nut bowl.
We were sitting here quietly.
Hey, before we move on to the next topic, we got one more last minute submission. And for the marijuana comments. And somebody says, Larry says, he says, my problem with pot is that you have to learn how to smoke, and I could never do that because smoking is so gross. Seriously, though, good show.
Yeah. He says he personally doesn't believe that smoking pot is any worse than smoking tobacco or drinking, but he didn't like those either.
but it's already been proven that you could smoke marijuana and not inhale.
This is true. It's been proven. It's
been proven by a...
A sitting president.
Yes. All right.
That's a bunch of malarkey. Ask any pot smoker.
Let's move on.
The thing is, it was a genius defense because who's going to stand up and go, you know what, you're wrong?
Sure.
Or which judge on that court was going to stand up and go, our senator who was investigating right.
You know, sir?
I smoked a lot of pot, sir, and you are absolutely wrong.
You are a liar.
You are a liar. Oh, well.
All right, so next topic is how much would you pay to save a dog, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that you said medical bills, and I couldn't remember what. Why are we talking about medical bills again?
Yeah.
The subject came up. Somebody had a dog bill. What?
Yeah, we heard a story on the radio the other day, and the guy said that the dog was with them when they were fishing, and...
Swallowed a hook. It was a weenie, and it swallowed a hook.
Yeah, he had put a weenie on a hook, and the dog, at some point, I guess, I don't know how that happened, but the dog swallowed the hook.
Yeah.
So they took him to the vet, and $7,500 later.
Yeah. $7,500.
The dog was okay.
They said it would definitely kill the dog because the hook would do something bad in the intestines or something.
Sure.
They had to get it out.
Yeah. So $7,500. So the question is, okay, yeah. I absolutely loved my dog.
Right. I mean, me and Chaz are on total opposite scales here. I mean, I'm not a pet person. Chaz, pet person.
Yeah.
I'm not a pet person.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm an animal person. I love animals. Just not so much of a pet person.
Yeah. Well, I love my dog.
Yes.
And $7,500, though, is a lot of dogs.
It's a lot of dogs.
Yeah. So I don't know.
So
I don't think so.
But see, to me, there's a bell curve here.
Bell curve?
There's a bell curve. All right. Now, not for $7,500. I'm sorry. No dog, to me, is going to get a $7,500. $7,500? See ya. Bye, puppy. Love you.
Yeah.
Put him down.
Right.
You know?
Sure, yeah.
Make it as painless as possible.
Sure, yeah. Make it all happy.
But, you know, feed it a brownie of marijuana. And we'll, you know, before, you know, whatever you're going to do to make the dog feel good. No, I'm not paying $7,500. But there is a bell curve because let's say I've had the dog for 2 weeks and then I find out I got to spend $500 on it.
Okay.
Probably not going to happen.
Really?
Probably not.
Okay. Too soon.
Too soon.
Not enough attachment.
But then the bell curve goes up. Let's say I've had the dog for a year.
Yeah.
Proven out to be a real good dog.
Yes.
Bonded with it. Loved the dog. Dog loved me.
Yeah.
Okay. Goes out, get the cows with me, runs to the pasture, goes hunting with me, shoot, you know, that kind of thing, brings the birds back, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. $500 vet bill. I might pay that.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt, but.
Sure.
It's my dog.
Yeah.
But then you get on the top of the bell curve and you start down the other side. Had the dog 8 years now.
Yeah.
Okay. $500. Dog's 8 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's a lot of money for an old dog.
Because your bumper-to-bumper warranty already ran out a couple years ago.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And then you get down to, I had the dog 10 years, and it's $500.
Oh, yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
See you're over.
Because you only get about 2 years max.
Yeah, I'm not. Sorry, son. There's a whole bell curve thing.
Yeah.
So, I know it sounds cruel. If it's a person, you wouldn't even think about that.
Oh, no,
right?
Yeah.
If it's a person, it's like, $1,500?
Yeah, and both my arms? Sure, let's go.
Sure, whatever it takes. It's my, you know, it's my kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And, you know.
Let's do it.
$45,000? Sure. Well, I don't care. It doesn't even enter into the conversation.
Right.
And that's why we have outrageous medical bills in this country. But anyway.
But I agree. I agree. $7,500.
No. Show dog? It's a show dog. Okay? It's a show dog. And I paid, which is ridiculous because I would never do this. But I paid. I say I won it. It cost $1,500, but somebody gave it to me. Okay? Because that would actually happen.
Yeah.
You know, more than the other one. You know, that's got a fleeting chance
well,
of
now,
actually getting.
Well, now you're talking about a financial transaction. Let's say it's a show dog.
This is a show dog.
And every time you go to the show,
yes.
You know, you've
yes.
You've won or something and the dog.
Let's say the dog's earned you $10,000.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So far.
Yeah. And that
and now it needs $7,500 vet bill.
Yeah.
Bye, Fluffy.
Really? Still even so even though it might earn you another $10,000?
Will it live long enough to sire me some pups?
Probably, yeah.
Without the vet bill?
Let's say, yeah.
Oh, with the vet bill. With the vet bill, I'm going to get pups.
With the vet bill, you're going to get pups.
Then you might be entering into a conversation I might have.
Yeah. Because again, it becomes a financial transaction.
It has a purpose. The thing serves a purpose.
Right.
Which is my whole deal with pets in the first place.
Yeah. You don't think that animals should be contained as pets.
I mean, there's work animals. I mean, if you have an animal that serves a purpose in your family or in your – I mean, I grew up around animals. I grew up on a farm, okay? We had cows.
Yeah.
We had dogs that you know, we had horses. We had cats. They all served a purpose. We had chickens, pigs.
So they caught mice.
Goats,
they ran
sheep.
Ran cattle. They did something.
Oh, yeah. They all had a purpose in existence other than just being a parasite off of me.
Oh.
Which is what I think a pet is.
So you're not in favor of feeding it on one end and then picking up poop on the other end.
Exactly. The thing, if you look up the technical definition of a parasite, that's what it says.
If it takes it in at one end and puts out at the other.
Nothing in between.
That's fair enough.
Its entire existence is dependent on extracting life from me.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's
now, people will argue me because they say, there's love. There's affection. There's, you know, my pets are my kids and all this.
Yeah,
and, and that's where I'm out. I'm sorry. I just don't, it's not that I don't condemn you. I just don't get it.
Well, you are very much a people person.
I am a people person.
So you get all that fulfilled from
people. Yeah.
Yeah. Not from a pet.
No.
Yeah.
No. Not even from people who lick their own butts. So anything licks in their own butts, I don't really get that much affection from.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, just it's one of those quirky things that I have in my, you know.
Yeah.
Anybody that does that, I don't really want to associate with.
I would be interested in the flexibility of it.
Okay.
From a contortion sort of standpoint.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
We're bordering on a warning show.
Oh, a warning show. I'm not going there. I'm just saying, you know, there's...
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It would be tough to do.
I'm talking about from a physiology...
Standpoint,
yeah.
It would be hard to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving on.
Quickly.
How much would you? What are you? You've got my opinion now, I guess, which is what your entire purpose was to get me hate mail because you love it when I get hate mail about this. Let's throw Brad out of the pet bus.
I think I've actually paid upwards of $500 to $600
in vet bills.
Yeah,
I mean, like one vet bill, or like total vet bills for the animal for its entire life.
No, it seems like there was one that I remember that was fairly steep. But that was like, okay, another one of those, we're done. I was, you know, because that's a lot, you know. Something that the money could be used for other things, you know. And and like you say, the bell curve is there because if it's something where, you know, if they told me there's a 90% chance that the dog won't make it, well, I don't know. Keep my money and, you know, rest in peace.
Yeah.
But if it was, you know.
There.
there, boys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Buford.
I'm sorry. I can't wait out there no more. I got to come tell you. I got to enter my 2 cents, my 2 bits in on this whole thing here.
I thought you would.
You can't go on. Can't go on without hearing from me on this one.
All right. Well, where is your stance? How much would you pay, or would you pay any at all?
Well, I had a dog named Blue.
You had a blue dog?
I know. I had a dog named Blue. He's actually red.
Oh, okay.
And I was in the kitchen, and I was chopping up some vegetables to put into my, my famous chili.
Yeah.
And I was doing that, and then something fell to the floor, right? And, anytime something falls to the floor in the kitchen, dog,
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have to mop a floor. You got a dog.
Yeah.
Serves a purpose right there, Brad. Right. Okay. So, anyway, something fell to the floor. Dog was over. Ate it up. Right? But yeah. I knew that if I didn't take that animal to the vet, the thing that the dog ate was going to kill it. So I took it to the vet. Sure enough, they said, yep, and it'll kill it because it was my ring. I forgot to tell you that it was the ring off on my finger.
Your ring, okay?
Yeah, I had a big my class ring.
Okay. Oh wow.
And so they said, well, yeah, that the metallurgy and all that, it just caused all kinds of haywire, making go crazy and everything. And they said, boom, be like. It was going to be a lot of money. It was going to be like $3,200,
$3,200?
Yeah, $3,200 to cut this dog open, had to knock it out, cut the dog open, and go into like 3 or 4 different body cavities and get in there to the thing. And
wow.
Yeah, I didn't have it, man. I didn't have that kind of money.
Yeah?
I didn't have a choice. I mean, I love Blue. Yeah. I did, but I just didn't have that kind of money. And I told the vet, I said, I don't have it.
So what'd you do?
Well, I took it home and cut the dog open myself.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to.
Did you knock it out?
Yeah, oh yeah, I knocked it out first.
Did it live?
No, I ain't no surgeon. It didn't live, but I did get to go to the hospital and put my finger back on. That was the important part. they sewed that puppy right back. I put it on ice, took it that pair. So, see the scar? See the scar there? I feel sorry for Blue every time I see that scar.
So, you cut your finger off?
Well, didn't I tell you that part?
You said it was a ring.
The ring was on the finger, yeah.
Well, you left that part out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a whole story.
Oh, well, there you go, see.
Wow.
But, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
I never knew why your finger stuck out like that.
That's why it's a little crooked.
Crooked? Sticks out like a...
The weird thing was, though? Only cost me $275 to have my finger sewed back on.
Well, that's very interesting. But I got to tell you. Calling your chili famous?
Yeah.
Just because there's been 3 separate incidents where people had to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
To have their stomach pump?
Well, that's famous, ain't it?
That don't make it famous.
It made the papers. See y'all on later.
That don't make it famous. I care what you say.
He's got a point. It wasn't the paper.
It wasn't the paper.
Infamous, not famous.
Yeah. Okay.
Notorious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And notorious. Tore up your stomach. Don't eat his chili, I'm telling you.
That's if you've gained nothing from this show.
Hey.
Don't eat the chili. Don't touch the ham.
Yeah.
And don't eat the chili.
Yeah. Because you may think you want to use the you want to run the lights on the way there and the ambulance, but you won't be in the mood for it.
No,
trust me.
It's not any fun. That's the can we just stop the show for just a second?
What?
When you're growing up, you always want to be in the ambulance.
Yeah.
It's the coolest thing ever. There's a bed in there. Yeah. Sure. There's the sirens going, the coolest flashing lights ever.
Yeah.
They got beds and all kinds of...
It looks just like the Brinks truck.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of stuff to play with in there. But
yeah.
But then the reality hits. And
Yeah.
You don't enjoy any of that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
None of it.
Yeah.
It's not fun at all.
Mm-mm. And you can't.
Isn't life like that sometimes?
You can't stick your tongue to those little paddle things.
You know, that'll leave a bad taste in your mouth for a few days.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Life is like that sometimes, you know. It's just, life is like an ambulance.
You never know.
It looks fun from the outside.
Yeah.
But once you get in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not the same.
Not the same. No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we better wrap this up.
What?
The show.
Show.
We're still doing the show.
Oh, crap. The show. Bye, everybody. I'll see y'all later. Hope that you've been enjoyed our chatter today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miles Canillas.
Clear. Ah!
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.